We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
If Brady walked away from the game, it would be a big deal.
You got anything to say for yourself?
That was good, though.
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Big deal, no big deal, brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. I love hearing Glenn's voice. Glenn must be really bored lately because there's no post-game for him to do. Losing your hair is kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tyler!
Oh, we're going to get
there. There are a lot of chipmunks out there.
Thank you, Glenn. The first story is a local one here, Christian Fourier. It's in the sport of hockey, your favorite. Joe Haggard, he said, we got our very first We Want Swayman chance after get some life at TD Garden after Tuukka Rask allowed his fifth goal on 26 shots last night, he tweeted during the game. But Scott McLaughlin says it was a small chant from the 300 section, but is it a big deal or no big deal? Christian Fourier, that the chants We Want Swayman are beginning after Rask has been back on the roster for like 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, and yes. This just drives me nuts. The dude comes back after major hip surgery. He comes back on a one-year prorated deal. He doesn't have any opportunity to actually, work himself back in. He just says, screw it. I'm so good. I'll figure it out as we go. And I want to make sure this team is better. I could have had other opportunities and make more money. But no, I'm going to sit here and stay. And so, yes, he stunk last night. He stunk. Fine. Gave up 5 goals and 26 shots. But that's what it's going to look like when you're coming back from an injury like that. So I want to see what the same section does when he has a great game. Do they say Swayman sucks or forget about Swayman? Or do they start saying, giving yourself Rask cheers? I hate this type of stuff.
It's a big deal, but I'm just so baffled at the Bruins' handling of Tuukka Rask. To me, he's like a franchise starting quarterback who has proven time and again that, for one and done, choking in the playoffs, just never coming up big, and eventually, like Andy Dalton, the Bengals eventually moved on from it. The Bruins have just like stuck with their Andy Dalton for 15 years and refuse to move on to the next goalie, to draft and develop the next guy or whatever. They're just stuck in the past with Tuukka Rask. I don't understand.
See, I think it's a big deal because I think it's hysterical with Bruins fans. Like, I think it's, like, think about it. It's at, like, those are the diehards. They're at the game and they're already chanting, "We want Swayman." Imagine like Celtics fans ever doing that. They would never do it in a million years. They'd be chanting Tuukka. They would show support. When things are down, we need to support him more. And we should be chanting Tuukka, even though he's given up 5 goals. But no, not Bruins fans. They don't give a rat's ass. They will let you know. This isn't sports radio. This isn't the media. No, this is the fan base letting you know that I don't care who you are. If you play like crap, we want somebody new. Good for them.
Rock icon Neil Young has threatened to remove all music from Spotify, all of his music, as he accuses the platform of providing controversial podcaster Joe Rogan an outlet to spread COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. He says, quote, "I want to let Spotify know that immediately today that I want all my music off their platform. I'm doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them." Is that a big deal, no big deal, Lou Maloney, that Neil Young is trying to stick it to the man, that man being Joe Rogan?
I don't think it's that big of a deal because I think, Joe Rogan is like on Spotify, like 2.2 million people like actually follow him. And I think Spotify is like would make a business decision. Neil, we absolutely love you, but we got 2.2 million people that listen to Joe Rogan. So I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, and I don't
Although
think it's
sad.
I don't think
like
it's a big deal either. It's funny because do you guys even know how artists make money on Spotify?
No clue.
Okay, so in order to make money, so somebody has to stream your song for at least 30 seconds and then you get credit for it. And if that happens, then you get a royalty. So that royalty generally pays between 3 to 5 cents per stream.
I like that rating system.
Okay. So I know, right? Where can we get some of that? So you would need about 250 streams to make a dollar. Does anybody think that Neil Young has 250 streams a day to make a dollar?
Maybe.
I hope not.
You know, this is why it's not a big deal. Because he's not losing any money. He's not losing any money. If he was making money, you think Neil Young would sit there and bitch and complain to Spotify? No freaking way.
I agree with your guys' takes. I love Neil Young, but I don't think he has the pull these days that maybe he did back in the 70s and 80s.
So. Are you a Neil Young guy?
I mean, I like Neil Young.
I like his music. I couldn't tell
this
you.
Is old school. Bring you back.
Neil Young, you can't understand what he's saying.
Bring you back to what?
Childhood and my parents listening to it.
Oh,
I was just told by a source that Neil Young has 6 million monthly listeners.
Well,
monthly
then that's different than Spotify. Then. That's a lot.
Is that unique listeners or 6 million like streams?
It says listeners, monthly listeners. So.
That blows me away.
But by the way, Rogan, a $100 million Spotify deal.
Yeah.
Rogan greater than
let's
Neil
see.
Young.
Let's see.
Your okay. parents were listening to Neil Young, no, and mine know. Was like...
This stuff makes me think I was like a kid.
The Commodores.
Like 70s, 80s, whatever. Like, 80s going back, like, oh, the old music. Neil Young.
Commodores is listenable, though.
Oh, yes.
Neil Young.
Next up here on Big Deal, No Big Deal, is a member of Bill's Mafia, which looks like an older version of Greg Hill some way. It's a man who's at the Chiefs-Bills game, and the sign says, "Go Bills, I missed my mom's funeral to be here."
Jeez.
Is that a big deal or no big deal? Ben Volen, that a member of Bill's Mafia missed his mother's funeral to be at the game.
Love this song. Big deal. That's classic Bills. That is exactly what I would expect from Bills Mafia. I would expect him to go through a few folding tables as well. That is why that's such a great fan base and why I listed Buffalo as the number 5 road destination in my ranking of the NFL cities. I love the Buffalo trip. I think it's such a unique game, and it's because of people like that who skip their mother's funeral to go crash through tables.
Not to change the subject, but what?
Yes.
Buffalo may be the worst town in all of the NFL towns.
If you and your buddies are going to pick a road weekend for
and
a game.
You're talking about a game day experience?
Vegas.
A week. Okay. Obviously.
What are you talking
Nashville,
about?
Nashville.
Miami.
I had all 3 of those ranked ahead of Buffalo.
New York.
Phoenix
what
lower.
What are you talking about?
New York lower.
I'd rather get Kansas City barbecue.
Seattle.
You eat
San Francisco,
San Diego,
Colorado.
Oh, they're not there anymore.
Hey, I love all those
Minnesota.
Places. But the Buffalo weekend is always a good weekend.
I would say this. It's a big deal if you believe him, which I do not. Dude missed his mom's funeral for the Bills game. I don't buy that one.
So, okay, I do think he did.
Unless he hasn't talked to his mom or hates her and calls her a bitch.
No,
I have no idea.
But you know what? This is your typical... Mom wanted me to be here.
No.
My mom would have said,
she
you
was
need
Bill's
to
mafia?
Go. Yeah, mom would have said, you root on the Bills.
No.
You tell Josh Allen you came for your mom.
No.
Mom, I did it for you, Ma.
I'm not buying
Or he just wanted some sympathy, and he made this. This could be totally fake. Now, his mother could be alive, and his mom could be sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Laughing about the whole experience. No big deal.
Faking a death for clicks.
Yeah, I think it's fake.
Anything for clout these days. Yesterday, Christian, for you, there was a White House event with the Biden administration talking about inflation, a problem here in America. And Peter Ducey, the White House correspondent for Fox News, jumped in with kind of an aggressive style question for the president. And it was actually caught on response. The mic caught the response of Joe Biden. And here was the exchange between Peter Ducey of Fox News and the president, Joe Biden.
Thank you, guys. Let's
will you take questions on inflation, then?
Let's move. Thank you.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
So if you missed it, Peter Ducey mentioned the inflation being a problem for politics and the election coming up. And, of course, the president called him a stupid son of a bitch. Lou Maloney is that a big deal or no big deal? The president calling a media member of the press
no big deal. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. He actually showed some life. And I'll try to stay consistent. It's no big deal whatsoever. Now, the people that want to rip Trump for doing it 2 or 3 years ago and not fine with this one, that's inconsistent. But I say I don't care about either one of them saying it. I think it was actually funny.
No, I love it. No big deal whatsoever. I would like to see more of that, to be honest with you, because, you know, a lot of those reporters are a lot of gotcha moments, agenda-driven, obviously. So you're the president of the United States.
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah. The fact is that he's always caught off by... what is this thing in front of me? It's just picking up sound.
But I'm curious what the reporter feels about it.
He's Fox News, so it's red meat for him. I mean, they're, you know, Joe Biden.
12 hours of content.
What if someone called you a stupid son of a bitch?
I get that every single day. That answer from Biden reminds me of, like, after a loss, when I asked Belichick, Bill, what happened with the two interceptions? And he just looks at you like, yeah, Ben, not what we wanted, okay? Like, what are you, dumbass? Like, that's what Biden was saying. Like, yeah, inflation is great for me. Like, what a stupid son of a bitch.
I appreciate the question, Mike.
That's it, though. Why didn't he just say, you know, listen, I appreciate the question. And then just stop talking.
On his feet has never been Biden's forte.
No, are we calling this a hot mic moment? Because he was standing in front of the mic. He knew he was on mic.
That's why it's funny. It's not like he's like, hey, take this thing off me. And
I love that. He's caught in a hot mic moment. He's standing right in front of it.
It's not a Tom Brennan moment at all.
He doesn't have one of those mics that hook onto your shirt and that some producer is responsible for turning it on and off. And he didn't turn off. Like, this guy's an ass.
Story here. Let's squeeze this in. Jim Irsay at 1:20 a.m. Eastern tweeted this last night. You can see clear as day in the final eight NFL team playoffs. You need a quarterback and an offense who can score 30 or more in regulation and a defense that can hold an opponent under 30. That is a good formula to win, Jim Irsay. Is it a big deal or no big deal, Christian Fourier, that the owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay, is tweeting about having an elite offense at 1:20 a.m. Eastern time?
Well, it's a big deal for Carson Wentz.
Oh, yes.
Because that Frank Reich has already come out and all the, you know, they've already said, you know, their opinion of Frank Reich. Who's the GM over there?
Chris Ballard.
They're non-committal on Carson Wentz. I think, Jim Irsay, he's probably drinking and jamming out his guitar. He's like, yeah, man, let's send out a random tweet at 1:38 in the morning, man. Like, no, hey, Ballard, dude, I own the team, homie.
I think he was on the West Coast.
I'm just cracking myself.
1:20 a.m.
1:20 in the
West
morning.
Coast? Well, so I think he was on West Coast. So I think it was 10:20 L.A. time or whatever. Right. But he's right. I love the tweet. You need to be able to score points. But you said it's bad news for Carson Wentz. I think they would love to move on from Carson Wentz. They're going to be stuck with him. He's already guaranteed $15 million. He's got another $12 million that comes due in March. So, like, who wants that contract?
Better make it work. Find a way to make it work. You're stuck with them.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting because his team actually, just looking at it, like, what was it, the middle of that stretch when they made a run? 8 weeks, they scored over 30 points 7 times, including, like, 41 against the Bills,
Jonathan
30
Taylor.
Against the Niners. And, yeah, okay, maybe it was just Jonathan Taylor. 31 against the Titans, but he had it. But obviously it's a shot at Wentz. But I love you all.
Got that. He's jealous. He's looking at all these other quarterbacks going up, and he's looking at his guy going,
he's right.
Our guy sucks.
Yeah, he's right.
Let me write a song about it.
100% right.
Yeah.
100% right. All right, listen, that's going to do it for Last Call. Well done. More Ben Volo. We'll wrap it up. We'll do it with him next. That's coming up next. I'm Maloney.
That's all she wrote.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.